It's interesting, though, because to me, what's lacking is quality. In a lot of recorded music that I hear these days, it sounds like it's been done on a computer.
Mm.
Because people don't have the money, and record companies can't earn the money to justify a huge investment. And then that was one of the wonderful things, actually, about listening to Waiting for the Sirens Call, the outtakes, Lost Sirens. Because we spent so much money doing those records, because it was just at the tail end of when downloading took over. And the thing is that the quality of Lost Sirens sounds fantastic to me, because I know how long we took to record it and how much care and attention and the analogue methods we used to record it. And it sounded a lot better than a lot of recorded music these days. So the thing is that you're missing out by not selling records. You're missing out on an investment that makes your record sound great.
Mm.
A lot of records are starting to sound the same. A lot of groups are starting to sound the same because they're all recording on a computer in the same way. You know, the interesting thing, if you listen to old Stones recordings and old Beatles recordings, God, way down Led Zeppelin, Groundhog, Split, even the punk stuff, you can hear the character of the studio that they were recorded in. Now that character is all becoming about the computer.
Yeah.
And I mean, the thing is that musicians now have to be very, very canny businessmen to survive. They have to be they have to be right on everything they do. They have to get the cheapest material. They have to sell it profitably. They have to connect with their audience. When, you know, the thing about the 80s and the 90s was that you were allowed to be to the detriment of everything else. Now you have to be a musician and a businessman.
Mm. Yeah, and you mentioned in the book again about some terrible decisions. Joy Division, you know, putting out some of your best songs on obscure Belgian EPs and stuff.
It's always difficult that, though, because the thing is that surely, in a way, you have to look at it and say, well, that's what made Joy Division as important and as different as they were,
mm.
was that they did things differently. And to me, the whole point of punk was to do things in your own way and stay true to yourself. And I always remember Rob Gretton always used to sit us down whenever we went on about the Hacienda, you know, and he always used to say to us, listen, you may have lost millions, but money can't buy a heritage and a legacy like that. And it was one of those double-edged comments, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, you do have to bear in mind that doing things like Victim Blind Heights, the factory sample, you know, you gave away some of your Brady songs, but then you were so young and confident that the next one would be just as good that it was okay to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and we did get a lot of awards for being very bloody-minded. And to me, that's what punk was all about. It was about not playing the game. You know, it was about being different, doing what you wanted, enjoying yourself,